Hi, this is Chase.
Hey, Chase, I had a missed call from you 26 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that meeting was at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock here, or...
Oh, it's set for your time between 2 and 3. But you know what's crazy? I was looking through your profile after we got done talking, and it looks like you got through just about all of the client interview with Eduardo yesterday. It wasn't even with Ia, the girl. It was with another guy.
Okay.
Eduardo Guzman? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was weird because I rescheduled the client interview because I thought like Ia contacted you and the client interview wasn't completed. But I think Ia was just contacting you in regards to like some concerns that you had after you'd already done the client interview.
Yeah, we called you guys today. With
oh yeah, yeah, at 9:33. Yeah, yeah. So that was 9:33 here in SoCal. That's when you guys first called in today. Okay, I thought all this happened maybe yesterday afternoon, but that was like just before I had called you too. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you got back to us really quick.
Okay. Yeah, usually if I see a notification in there from one of my accounts, I'm all over it. I don't play around. But yeah, I mean, they still have you scheduled for the client interview. It's supposed to be 2 to 3 Mountain Time. But it's kind of weird. I don't know why they wanted me to reschedule the interview if they had everything, unless like something happened at the end of your client interview and you guys didn't complete it.
No, I think we ended off on pretty, satisfactory terms, I guess.
Okay. Maybe I think the last thing is just maybe they were saying for the Google Business verification and to get you through that. You haven't filled out your Google verification form yet, right?
I'm not positive. Is that's going to be on the messages that we were sent yesterday?
Okay. I'm going to leave it on.
Is that an email?
It's a text. It's a text. It should be, let's see. They sent the demo this morning. Those are all from me. This one was yesterday. It'll say, Chase, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. And then it has a link.
Okay.
You see it?
Yep, I got it. Yep.
Okay, that's the advanced verification form. So we got to send those in. I'm going to leave you on the calendar for 2. And then when he calls you, if there's anything that they need, he'll start with that and just get the last couple questions. But I'm also going to message him. Actually, I'm going to walk down there right now. We got like 14 minutes before that client interview is supposed to happen. I'll just go downstairs and then I'll call you back if they still feel like they need the CI or if there's any questions missed.
Okay. And then I need to upload pictures of our license plate and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can hide the number. Guys ask me about that all the time. If you don't want to like display your license plate number, it could just be like the back of the vehicle. What they're really looking for at Google headquarters is just like the license plate is in the same state. You know, it just helps them like verify that you're real.
Okay, and then business license, insurance documents.
Mm-hmm. Only what's required.
Google here.
Yeah,
okay.
This is going to Google. This is not going to be displayed to the general public, Chase, but they're going to put a little badge on your Google Business profile, and it's going to say that you're a Google-verified business. And this is something that you'll keep for as long as you guys have the company. It just gives your customers peace of mind that you're legit. That way they could just call you and hire you rather than, oh, I want to see this, that, and the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just another level of verification. And then if there's anything missing... sometimes it's not certain things aren't required by state. Obviously fill out as much as you can. If anything's missing or Google's having a problem, we'll literally 3-way call you with the Google rep on the line and we'll just verify it over the phone.
Okay.
That way. Yeah. So we won't let anything stop you from getting that advanced verification, but usually this is the most thorough way to do it is you just fill out the form and submit it to them.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, and then that's it. So I'm going to jog down there real quick. I'm going to see what's going on, and then I'll circle back with you here in a little bit.
All right, sounds good.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.